Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and welcome to the podcast. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord's got a really good word for you today. So, Holy Spirit, we just pray right now that you would fill this podcast with your presence, Lord. Thank you, God. We need you, Holy Spirit. We can do not one thing without you, and we need your grace. We need your love, Lord. Help. I pray that every person who comes out here to listen would feel, would experience your love, your peace, your joy, your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, your family. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, my family, and over this podcast and this ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy, holy are you. Thank you, Lord. Please give me your heart of love for your body. Pray for an accurate prophetic flow, Lord. I just pray for just that you'd fill my mouth, anoint my mouth. Speak through me. Ha ha. Let every word be from you and not from me. Holy Spirit. The Lord says to you today, you are called to go for me far and wide. I am sending you into the great unknown, into the wild frontier, the wild, wild west. Into places of disorder and chaos. There will be great persecution where I am sending you, he says. But you are up to the task because you are anointed with my Holy Spirit. You're not alone. I healed the trauma. I healed the pain. I set you free. Now I need you to go. I'm asking you to go. Will you go for me? Will you travel? Will you lay everything aside and trust me that I am sending you, says the Lord. Thank you, God. You are a pleasure to my heart, he says. I look at the way you look at me. The way you love me, and you are the reward for my suffering. You're my bride. You're my true love. My heart bleeds for you, beloved. He's talking about dance. Dance the way you dance for me, like David, led by the Spirit, moved by the Spirit, your body in full submission to my Holy Spirit. You yield your body to me and allow me to move you to the rhythm and the heartbeat of heaven. Your dance is worship unto me. It's fueled by your great love for me. You are truly surrendered. Beloved, your life is laid down in submission and surrender to me, and nothing could please me more. Childlike dependency and obedience. Childlike dependency and obedience. Oh, how you have learned this. You don't move unless I tell you to. You learn to wait on me. You've learned the fear of the Lord. So many lessons that can't be taught, they must be lived, and you have lived them. Like a warrior going into battle, you have lived them. Some of them you've learned the hard way. It was a hard path. It was well fought. And it was won by my spirit. Like David, who fought Goliath. He overcame and killed the giant by my spirit. And, beloved, you did exactly the same thing. Memory stones, he says. Memory stones. Every giant that you killed. Every smooth stone that you flung and that hit the head of the enemy, like every stone that you used, like David, to take those giants down, those are memory stones. You have a collection of them. I just see you with this like crossbody bag, just wearing those, carrying those memory stones around with you. And I see words written on the smooth stones: shame, guilt, condemnation, accusations, fear, depression, suicidal thoughts, disappointment. These are the giants that you killed by the Spirit of the Living God. And the Lord's saying to you today, I'm calling you to share those stones with others. You've got this crossbody bag on with all of these memory stones of how you defeated these giants, and you come across others along your path who are fighting the same giants. And the Lord says, give them your stones. Share the weapons of your warfare with the ones who are fighting the same battles. Train them up in the ways that I have taught you. Train them up. You've won such authority by the battles that, the trials that you faced, the things that you went through, the victories that you won by the Spirit of God, like you had, your authority was greatly increased in every trial, and you're standing triumphant in great authority and in great power. He says, use that authority and set the captives free. Shabba tuhapa kistehekete. No fear. You're fully protected. No fear. You're fully protected. Without a shadow of a doubt. You'll bind the enemy with your voice of authority. The Ruach of heaven, the breath of God in you, you will bind the enemy and cast him out. You will speak freedom over the captives, and their chains will fall to the ground. You'll do prophetic acts. You'll pull a noose off of someone's head in the spirit. You'll unwrap the chains around their feet and ankles. You'll pull daggers out of their backs, knives of betrayal. And because of your extreme obedience, they will be set free. You will lay hands and prophesy. You'll multiply yourself. I'm calling you to teach. I'm calling you to teach the others what you have learned. I'm calling you to lay hands to impart what I have given you and pass it along to them by my spirit, says the Lord. I'm calling you to prophesy over their lives. The great and mighty works that I have called them to walk in. This is far reaching. Your ministry is far reaching. It is far greater than you can imagine. Legacy. You're leaving a legacy that will live on long after you've gone on to be with me. You'll see it unravel. You'll see it unravel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me. I have this image of like a sweater and a thread. You pull the thread and then the sweater starts to unravel. He's talking about the grave clothes. That you'll help to take off their grave clothes. And step into their robes of righteousness. Identity. Identity as sons and daughters. walking in the fullness of what Jesus Christ died to give them, they will walk in the fullness of their identity in Christ because they knew you. Far-reaching. Future generations impacted because you stepped up to the plate. Many generations impacted because you chose the path less traveled, the harder path, the hard ground. You're making a name for yourself in my kingdom, says the Lord. Your name is well known in heaven. Even if no one knows who you are on earth. He says, you have a special place in my heart, beloved. Reside there. Reside there. I hear the word alcove. Is that, I think that's a word. It's like the alcove of his heart, like the special little nook. There's a nook of his heart that is reserved for you. He says, reside there. Tucked away, safe, loved, secure, untouchable, untouchable. He just says, fully immersed in me, where you don't even notice the sideways glances and the looks of doubt and the dishonor, the slander, it doesn't even affect you there because you're wrapped up in me, wrapped up in my love. He says, I am worthy of your call. I am worthy of the pain. I am worthy of the trials and the tribulation that you will suffer as you walk this narrow path with me. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will deliver you from evil time and time again. Stay close to me. Stay close to me. Stay close to my heart. Feel my heart beating inside your chest. It's time to go. It's time to go now. Let's go. Let's tell the others. Let's tell the others of the good news you found. He says, I love you. I love you. Thank you for going for me. He says, thank you for going for me. Thank you for going for me.